turn your Bibles, Book of Jonah. Book of Jonah, chapter number 2. Book of Jonah, chapter number 2. I had a lot of things on my mind this week that I wanted to go into, but God kept bringing me back to this scripture, and we'll try to make an application out of this, I think, that God will be pleased with, and that we might see. And I'm thinking in light of what happened Sunday night, and even Sunday morning after church. And I'm just thinking about what God did, and I never want to get folk in a place where they doubt their salvation if they're really saved. And a lot of times when you get in a service like that, there's some things people wonder about sometimes. But I found out a long time ago, I can't see in a heart. I don't know what's going on inside. I know what I see outside. I know what I think is going on. But I really don't know the heart. Only God knows that. And then I had some things I wanted to share in following up on that. Maybe God will let me do on Sunday. But right tonight I want to deal with this and pray that God will speak to our hearts and encourage us. And then if anybody not saved, they'll get saved. And this... You say, preacher, you believe somebody will get saved all the time. I'm always looking for somebody to get saved. I love to see people get saved. And when God chooses to breeze through here and bring conviction and draw people to Jesus, I'm going to shout about it. And praise God about it. I realize the fact that every service is different. You can't make it happen. You can't duplicate anything. You just have to come to church to worship God. And I come to church to worship God. I come to church looking if there's anybody there for God to convict them and draw them and save them. And I'm looking for people that, anybody there that's not, don't have the joy, God get a hold of their heart, do something for them, and just pray God do what he wants to do. In Jonah chapter number 2 and verse number 9 and 10. Now keep your Bibles open. We'll read some other scripture here in a minute, but I want to take these two verses and use those to think about. I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pray. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah out, or vomited Jonah upon the dry land. Now, there's nothing make a fish sick like a backslid preacher. Amen. Bible didn't say he spit him out, said he vomited him out. I take it he got sick at his stomach. Amen. Couldn't digest that. Vomited him out. God spoke to him. That's why he vomited him out and spit him out on dry land. But let's bow our heads just for a word. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for thy word, the truth of it. And I pray in Jesus' name, God, you'd help all of us tonight to praise your name, give you glory. Give you thanks. And then, Father, I pray you'd help us in days to come. Help us, Lord, tonight as we rejoice. And we're just rejoicing in what you have done, but help us, God, rejoice in what you are doing. And then to look forward to what you shall do. And then, Father, that we may give you all the praise and all the glory because it all belongs to you. I thank you and I praise you for who you are, what you do. Thank you tonight, God, for your goodness to us in the house of God. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, help us to preach. Amen and amen. Now, in context of Scripture, you know that Jonah has been commissioned of God to go to Nineveh. He went, started out the wrong way, and then God had to deal with him and the fish's belly, and then he got willing to go, but he was a saved man. He was a man that was a prophet, a preacher, and missed God, didn't want to do what God said. And we won't go into all that tonight, but I want to pick up on this book of Jonah and think of it in this sense. Jonah being a type of being unsaved. And I know he was saved in context, and I understand that. I think we all do, but let me tonight use it as a picture and a type, because some things that are said here that I believe would help us, and as we think about past Sunday and as we think about it in our own lives and days to come, I pray it'll help us. In verse number 3 of chapter 1, I want you to look at this, because we're going to look at his doom. First of all, his despair, his doom. But Jonah, verse 3, rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, didn't lost man flee from God? Didn't lost man, and then what lost people do? Run from God. And until they get under conviction, that is, they run from God. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof. I plug this in right here. You always pay the price for sin. Always pay the price. And that's another message. But anyway, he went down into it, and always going down when you're going away from God. And he went down into it and go with him to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He's trying to get away from God. And then look at verse number 4. But, I love that. But the Lord went out, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now you find here him in a desperate situation. He's trying to flee. He's running from God. Lost people don't run to God. They run from God. And that's why we got such a mess today in our country. People have run from God instead of to God. And I was telling them in my Sunday school class, you've heard me tell it many times, but my dad's a first grade reader. Had A's for Abel, B's for Babel, C for Cain. And gave a Bible verse they learned as they learned their ABCs. And now they don't want you to read the Bible in school. I realize different schools are different. Different teachers are different. I understand that. But I'm talking about by and large across America. Kick God out as you please. And said no place for God. But I want you to know but God. But God. And God's sending a storm today. And he's getting some attention. But the storm came, and he's in a desperate situation now. And I want you to see this and look at in verse 17 of chapter number 1. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Now here the sailors, they realized he'd been telling them who he was, what he'd do. And they didn't want to throw him overboard, but finally reached a point they just throwed him out. That's another picture you can get up. A world will keep you long until you're causing them any problem. Then they'll kick you out. And the world don't want you. And the devil, he'll try to destroy you. And they thought he'd die. And, of course, they was afraid. And I guess they had every right to be afraid because God was sending judgment because of Jonah. And did you know somebody out of the will of God will cause a problem wherever they go? That's another message, too. I'm preaching about a dozen messages, not one message. But anyway, I'm just giving you the highlights of it. But I'm talking about the type and the picture of unsaved. And what happened to folk when they get under conviction and getting here? Now, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of, I'm reading out chapter 2 now, and said, I cried out of my affliction unto the Lord. He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. And he's not talking about being in a literal burning hell. He's talking about in the depths. And for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas. The floods compassed me about. All thy billows, thy waves passed over me. Then I say about, and let me pause there and say this. Anybody ever get saved, they'll see themselves going to hell. They have to, amen. Nobody. Now listen closely. Nobody ever gets saved unless they get lost. I like what this choir sang tonight. I'm glad I got lost. Because if I'd never gotten lost, I'd have never gotten saved. If I'd have stayed a church member, unsaved, God never showed me I was lost, I'd have died and went to hell as sure as I'm standing where I'm standing. But God sent a storm in my life. And God sent conviction in my life. And God put me, as it were, in the belly of that fish of conviction. And I was in such a place, I got in bad shape. Now let's read on. And said, the floods compassed me about, and all the billows of thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul, the depth closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I want you to get the picture. What a sight down the belly of that fish. He was down there, seaweed wrapped around his head. And he's in darkness down there. And he feels hopeless and helpless. And I believe trying to get out and trying to help himself. But he couldn't do anything about it. Verse number 6, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. In other words, that whale took a deep sea dive. And he went with him down to the bottoms of the mountains and said, earth with her bars was about me forever. And I say, praise God. That's exactly how it was when I got under conviction, how you was when you got under conviction. God took you to death. Nobody ever gets saved until they reach the end of their rope. As long as they're trying themselves to get to heaven, trying to get saved and trying to do right and trying to make it some other way, they'll never get saved. You never get saved until you reach the end. Until you think that's all of it. And I heard some folks say Sunday, I had to get saved. I knew if I didn't, this is it. Hey, when you reach the bottom, and he hit the bottom, amen, and he knew he was lost and knew he was doomed and knew he couldn't get out of that fish and he couldn't do a thing about it himself. And he had to cry to God. But there he was, he's crying to God, but he's in a bad shape and can't help himself. And then he said, yeah, hast thou brought us my life from corruption, O Lord my God? My soul fainted in me, and I remember the Lord. My prayer came unto thee in thine holy temple. He said, I was desperate. My soul was in me going away, and I realized I needed God. And that's how we have to get before we get saved, and realize how much we need God. And now I want you to see the deliverance that came and what happened here. I want you to see this in verse number 9, in the last sentence of that verse. Salvation is of the Lord. I have another message I preach on that subject, and that's what we're trying to listen. And just call it Salvation of the Lord, number 2. But last five words, salvation is of the Lord. Five's the number of grace, and it's grace of God you got saved. And I believe he tried to kick. I believe he tried to crawl out. I believe he did everything he could. He cried to God. He didn't know what else to do. And finally, he just gave it all up and said, salvation is of the Lord. What he was saying was, if I ever get out of here, God's got to do it. Amen. I remember my father-in-law giving testimony, and I heard him give his testimony, but he talked to me one day personally. We sitting in his living room. He told me about when he got saved. He said, some people praying with him. There's one man on one side saying, Mr. Jones, there's something you're hanging on to, turn loose. Somebody on the other side of him saying, Mr. Jones, you need to hang on. He said, I was confused. I didn't know whether to hang on or turn loose. And so said, finally, I just gave up. And here's what he said. I said, Lord, if I go to hell, I'm going to go believing I'm saved. And said, just as soon as he said that, God saved him and he knew he was saved. Amen. Hey, I want you to know what happened to him was he quit trying to hold on. He quit trying to turn loose. He just said, salvation is of the Lord. And that's where I got to. I tried and everything else. I had to get to the place where salvation is of the Lord. If I ever get saved, God has to do it. And that's how people around the altar were doing Sunday night. And boy, I tell you, it's good. One come from over here, one come from over there, one coming down the aisle, one getting saved, one telling about getting saved. And I got to enjoy it so good, I didn't know halfway where I was. Amen. I'm just praising God, people getting saved. And I like what Sister Pam Lindsay back there said services like that used to make her nervous before she got saved. Amen. Hey, it'll tear you up if you're not saved. Service like that, you say, make you wonder if you're saved. Check up on it, amen. find out if you ever cried salvation is over. Have you ever reached a point in your life where you knew you couldn't do a thing, absolutely couldn't help yourself, and if you're going to go to hell, in spite, I remember Brother Billy Mitchell sent this man one time coming along, he told him one day, he said, all I know is I guess you're going to have to go to hell, and walked off and left him, and said he's on the altar. That man cried to God, save him, and he got saved. Old timers used to talk about praying through. They had something to that, amen. It may not be a long prayer. It may be not a long time. It may not even be with your lips. It may be in your heart. Or you might, God has to be in your heart. But God knows what you're trying to say. You may not even be able to put it in words. The morning I got saved, I cried a bucket full, amen. And I don't know where anybody could understand what I was saying or not, but God the Holy Ghost did. He knew what I was saying. What I was saying was, I'm helpless. I can't get out of this mess I'm in. I'm going to hell. Salvation is of the Lord. And God saved me. Amen. And around here Sunday night, hey, people getting saved. That's what, and Bryn talking to me that morning. Boy, she just reached a point where she just said, I got to have some help. I got to know. And she started praying. I just let her pray. I didn't mess with her. Amen. I'd prayed and asked God to help. But she started praying. Same thing. I started praying with Brother. What is your name? I just called a while ago. Who was that 90-some-year-old? I'm not even near there, and I forget. Name Randy Morgan. Randy's testifying up here a while ago. I was standing over there in Cold Chills running. I wasn't Cold Chills. Holy Ghost goosebumps. Running up and down my spine. Because I remember I bowed back there in the office with him. I started praying for him and asking God to help him. And then I heard old Brandy get to praying. And hallelujah, I thought, praise God. He's reached that point where he knows salvation is of the Lord. He's reached where, I mean, he was desperate. He thought he was going to go to hell if he didn't say, hey, that's exactly where you have to get to. You have to get, no wonder he called his wife 2:30 in the morning. Amen. No wonder he thanked God for his wife. When you call them 2:30 in the morning and they get down and pray for you, you got a good wife. Amen. Did I say that about Melissa? Great. Day in the morning. I'm really preaching tonight, but I like to aggravate her, pick on her. Amen. But she's pickable. Not a pickle, but pickable. But salvation of the... And that's what people said, I don't understand what was happening around here Sunday night. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What was happening around here Sunday night, people got desperate. You see, we can play church, and you can have the doubts and fears. And let me say this. Everybody sometime or other will doubt. There'll be a doubt pass through your mind about being saved. But if you're really saved, the book of 1 John is full of this, that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm glad, praise God, I know I got it. Amen. Do you always feel saved? These days I don't feel a bit more saved than that mule out there in the field would seem to feel saved. But I'm still saved. I'm not saved by my feelings. You can't find the Bible anywhere you're saved by feelings. Amen. I'm not saved by church membership. I'm not saved by any of that. I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm saved because one day the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of me, and I was going to hell, and I couldn't help myself, and I cried to God like Brother Buddy back there that day. He come from work. I mean, he's so tore up, he couldn't even work. He had to get some help. I say hallelujah, glory to God. I kicked my leg up on that, and amen. Praise God. I just about jump a pulpit now, and I'm about half gone, old man. But I say hallelujah. I'm glad that old time conviction gets real in your heart. It does something to you. What happened here Sunday night was, after church on Sunday morning, God just got on the scene. Fact is, Sunday morning, I don't know if you enjoyed it or not, but I did. And God just kind of got to moving. God's been doing some things. God's been doing some things other places in the heart of some people. And something got to go on. And that night we got in here. And man, we'd had communion. And I mean, glory to God. Took the Lord's Supper. And my heart was thrilled. I was excited about Jesus. And I asked the girls to sing, and I didn't have anything planned. I just wanted to hear Bryn sing. I knew it'd be a different touch on it. And I just wanted to hear her sing that song. And she got to singing it. Then she looked over at me, and I shook my head. I knew what she was saying. Papa, should I testify now? I just shook my head. And she just started testifying. I thought she'd just tell everybody and everybody rejoice with her and we'd go home. But that wasn't what happened. She testified and God got on it. As I'm singing another song, and God got on it, and God, and I somewhere after that, I don't know what happened. Amen. I was just around here saying whoop, and praise God, and Jordan came up here on the. Hey, I was sitting right there. I was sitting right here, minding my own business, enjoying what God was doing. And Jordan walked up here, and she was a bawling and saying, "Preacher, I got to get saved." And I said, "Jordan, ask her." I said, "You mean you really got to get saved?" She said, "Yeah, I got to get saved." And I was thinking about that. And I never anybody walk up on the pulpit and tell me, "I got to get saved." Amen. Glory to God. That's not the Baptistic way. You're supposed to preach and give an invitation. You know, you're supposed to do it the way, it's always been done. But it wasn't that way. God got in it. She reached a point where she said, "Salvation is of the Lord." And then it wasn't long, and I praying with her, and somebody else somewhere is getting saved. And then after I got through praying, somebody else called for me. And somebody else is getting saved. And then somebody else told me somebody else got saved. And somewhere in there, a whole bunch got saved. And I don't know how it wound up. My wife and I tried to sit down and talk about it and write down some names. 12 or 13 got saved. I don't know who all got saved. Brother Gary sitting back there, been praying for his young. And he won't mind me saying this. I believe they've been saved. But they're just drifting some and need to get in faithful to church and all that. But he had a grandson with him. That grandson got saved Sunday night. And Brother Gary praying for his hey, God may take that grandson and use him to bring them where they need to be. That young lady y'all brought, and what was her name? Alicia. And Alicia, I remember her right over yonder next to that wall. She got saved, and they called me over there. Amen, Morgan, praise God. You Morgan or Jessica? You're Morgan. I had to look at them and see which one's which. And they got saved, and I was standing over there talking to them, and they told me Alicia got saved. And then they testified tonight about how she wrote a letter and signed a new child, dear child, new child of God, something like that. I say, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Not raised in church, hadn't been taught, but God the Holy Ghost. When God gets real around a place, you can't tell what's going to happen, amen. And it may not have been the Baptistic way. It may not have been the way people think it ought to go. And some folk have been scared to death and all that. But I tell you what, I kind of got settled in and just said, whoop, whoopee, praise God, and hallelujah, and thank God. Amen. Aren't you glad you can be a part of that? Aren't you? I got to get off of this. I know it's Wednesday night and she don't been here. But glory to God, I want you to understand what happened when Sunday night and Sunday all day and Monday night and I don't know if it was Tuesday night or Tuesday, whenever, whatever else has happened, amen. Hey, some other things have been happening since then in some young folks' life. Hey, I want you to know, young folk tonight, if you don't know you're saved, I check up real good on that, because if you, God, the Holy Ghost conviction shows you you're lost. And if I ask you the question, if you died right now, where are you going? If you can't say, I'm going to heaven, hey, something wrong. You need to get saved, amen. You say, preacher, you believe you, anybody saved, I'll be able to say, I'm going to heaven. I realize you may have a doubt, but that doubt can be thrown away real quickly. If you're really saved, because the Holy Ghost witness on the inside that you're saved and gives you assurance of it, and praise God and the Lamb forever, you can say, I'm saved, I know I'm saved. You reach the point one day where you said, salvation is of the Lord. And I preached a message on that already, so amen. But I wasn't really worth trying to. I wanted to get to that. But I really wasn't worth trying to get to tonight. But I say hallelujah. Amen. You say, preacher, would you like to see it happen again? I'd like to see it happen again. But let me plug this in right here. You and I that are saved, and you and I that enjoyed that so much, and praise God for it, let's don't ease up praying now. I've been begging God to save some folk. Hey, somebody I got on my heart, I want God to save. and God's moving, and I don't want to stop now. I don't want to get satisfied now with some folk got saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that's good. And one of these days we'll have a baptized, and I hope it takes us half a day. But anyway, whenever it did, whatever it does, and then I praise God. Hey, Dana asked me about baptizing already, and I got to get her and got to get a bunch more and I get them baptized if they're saved. And if they're saved, they'll keep it a week or two. Amen. And we'll get them all right and get them. But what I'm trying to say is tonight, if you don't know you're saved, it's a good night to get saved. If you're desperate tonight and you're ashamed, and see, that's a problem somehow. I'm afraid I embarrass myself, afraid I embarrass other people because people think I'm saved. I don't let them down. And see, you're not letting people down when you get right. You're really letting people up. You're helping somebody else. I told Brim Sunday morning, I said, you don't know what that may mean to somebody. I had no idea what it was going to mean to anybody. She went to school on Monday, and they had a revival at school. And people got saved in the school. Amen. I say hallelujah for that. It got turned loose. Hey, praise God. He's worthy of all of our praise. Well, now where was I going? I talked about his doomed. I talked about his desperation and how desperate he got. And then his deliverance, the salvation of the Lord. But here's where I had in my mind. Here's the dependence that he had and what he said. Verse number 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. Now here's what he's saying. And then he cried salvation of the Lord. But here's what we need to do in retrospect of what just happened. We need to praise the Lord for it. Amen. We don't need to praise myself. We don't need to praise Bren. We don't need to praise anybody else. Don't need to praise whoever's singing, whoever's playing the piano. We don't need to praise anybody got saved. We need to praise the Lord Jesus. He! Hallelujah. You know what got it all started? He did. You know what he did? He just picked out somebody to use. And he just did what he did because he does what he does. And to God be all the glory and all the praise. Brandy, you know why you reached that point where you reached? And I got something I wanted to say about that, but I'm saving it for Sunday morning. But Brandy, you know why? She wept and cried and got down there, and man, I thought, praise God, I'm glad she's here. Amen. And you don't know how I've been thinking about praying, and God did something, and she got saved. But you know what brought her down that aisle? God did. God did. She got desperate, amen. And she needs some help. But now it says, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. God said he's pleased with the sacrifice of praise. He desires the sacrifice of praise. Praise his holy name. Amen. Some people act like when you get to praising God, they're afraid something crazy going on. Hey, we're not charismatic and we're not out of order. As long as you're praising God and giving God glory, I say hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. And give him all the glory for it. And then he said, I will pay that I have vowed. And I wanted to hit that a lick and then I'm finished. And I want to say, I was talking to Jordan up here. I said, Jordan, now this is not something emotional in your life, is it? This is emotions in no preacher. I said, you really mean you want to live for God? You really mean you're going to do your best by God's help and God's grace to live for God and give your life to God and let God rule your life? I don't remember exact words I used, but something to that effect. You know what she was doing? She was making a vow to God. Amen. When I got saved, I didn't put it in words. But it's like one fella said, I knew I was under new management when I got through. Amen. I knew my life was not my own anymore. I don't know what I said, how I said it, but you may not have said that in so many words. But what you really were saying when you got saved was, Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do if you'll keep me out of hell. Lord, I want to love you. I want to serve you. I want to, amen. That's what you meant in your heart. There's Jessica. I see her now. Amen. I knew she's here somewhere. But I want you to know in your heart somewhere you're saying, I will do it. Jessica, didn't you say that? Did you mean that? You may not say it in words, but you meant it in your heart. If you didn't, get up here and get saved. Amen. Praise God. I don't know that playing stuff. Get right with God. Amen. If you can't say that in your heart, I know I'm saved. And yeah, salvation of the Lord. But you, We made promises to God. Anybody really gets saved, they're going to have a desire to live for God. Anybody just makes a profession, that's all, never wants to live for God, never anything happens, they never follow through with it. Amen. There's something wrong with that kind of profession. But if that's real, it'll show up on you like a measles breakout on you. Amen. It'll show up on you. Amen. May God help us. May God help us. Give God thanks. Give him thanks. But let's have that desire to get others in here. I got so excited about Sunday night. I was excited about getting church tonight. And I'm excited about what God's going to do in days to come. I can't wait for Sunday to get here now. Amen. Visitation on Saturday, man, praise God. God may give me a chance to lead somebody to Jesus, at least tell somebody about him, at least invite him to church. Who knows what God will do? Who knows? Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, it's real. Thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. You know the hearts tonight. And Father, I just want your will done in Jesus' name and to give you thanksgiving of praise and glory and thanks. And God, help us now. Not to ease up, but to keep on going for the glory of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.